obrigado a todos vocês. Brasil acima de tudo e Deus acima de todos.
Brazil swore in its new president on Tuesday. Jair Bolsonaro is a far-right politician who's been dubbed the Trump of the tropics. His political rise has been marked by his frequent racist, homophobic, and misogynistic remarks. The new president also campaigned on promises to do away with entrenched government corruption and get the country out of a growing deficit. Here to discuss just how far Bolsonaro is likely to get with his campaign agenda is Sarah Maslin, Brazil correspondent for The Economist. Hey, Sarah, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
So Bolsonaro won a very contentious runoff election that basically had him against a candidate from the Workers' Party. What is his base?
Well, Bolsonaro got a strong base months ago of far right and especially religious Brazilians hoping for a real return to a more conservative era. But he won this election really more because voters were voting against what came before him. They were sick of the corruption that racked Brazil, sick of the economic recession, sick of growing crime rates, and were really hoping for something different.
And I'm wondering if you could give us a sense of what Brazil's relationship with the United States is right now. We know Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has already met with Bolsonaro. President Trump appears to support him. And again, as we mentioned in the introduction, he's known as the Trump of the tropics. So I'm going to take a wild guess and assume that this is a positive relationship for the two of them.
Yeah, that's one of the most marked things about this new government is we can expect to see a much closer relationship with the U.S. And those of us who've been covering Bolsonaro for months now were always somewhat resistant to the comparisons to Trump. We wanted to make sure to distinguish what was happening in Brazil. But over time, it became really clear that he was borrowing a whole lot from Trump's playbook, everything from his strategies of communicating via social media to his sort of anti-globalist agenda and about moving the Brazilian embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. And a lot of these questions that kind of have, you know, liberals and progressives in Brazil raising their eyebrows and sort of hoping that he focuses on the economic reforms rather than this more ideological agenda. But that's sort of the biggest question going into his presidency.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen to the Brazilian economy. What is Bolsonaro's plan right now to improve the economy that's been hurting?
So what he said is that he plans to push big structural reforms, including pensions reform, which is by and large the most important thing. The pensions budget is taking up more than half of Brazil's federal spending and will just keep taking up more of the pie and cutting what Brazil is allowed to spend on things like education and health and other public services. But that's going to be really difficult because nobody likes to see their benefits cut. So it really depends on him getting support in Congress to do sort of unpopular changes.
Another concern with Bolsonaro taking office is the environment, particularly the rainforests. What are the biggest concerns right now from activists and environmentalists about Bolsonaro's presidency?
So this is huge, and this may indeed be what we look back on in 5 or 10 years as the thing about Bolsonaro's presidency that most affects the rest of the world because of how important the Amazon is to curbing climate change. Just within the first few hours, Bolsonaro basically gave the power of demarcating indigenous reserves to the agricultural ministry. A month ago, he dropped out of hosting UN climate talks next year. And the person that he's put in charge of his environment ministry basically said global warming was a secondary issue. All of this points to Bolsonaro's stance that really the Amazon is to be exploited, not protected. And that's pretty worrisome considering that deforestation has been going up in recent years and that the Amazon, even though it's massive, is also a finite resource that the whole world depends on.
Sarah Maslin is the Brazil correspondent for The Economist. Sarah, thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me.